What's your favorite Christmas song? In my house, a favorite the last couple of Christmas seasons has been I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer is probably a close second. When I was a kid, we liked All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth, or a version of Jingle Bells in which Batman smells. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and of course Frosty the Snowman were in there. Those are kids' songs, really. What about adults? Do you like the newer songs like Santa Baby, All I Want for Christmas is You, Feliz Navidad, or do you prefer the older ones? White Christmas, Silver Bells, Let It Snow? So if I were a stranger to Christmas, especially Christmas in our country, and I were listening to the songs, what would I learn about this day, the time when we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ? I would learn that some people believe in Santa Claus because their grandparents were tragically run down by him. I would learn the lesson of tolerance and the possibility that flaws can turn out to be gifts from the story of Rudolph. I would learn that people fervently wish other people to have a Merry Christmas, but don't really know what they mean by that, except that they hope we're happy this time of year. And from listening to I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas, I would learn that even though most children can't take care of kittens, puppies, or even fish, some of them are still ambitious enough to want a 3,000-pound semi-aquatic wild animal with teeth a foot and a half long. Above all, I would learn that this is a happy, even joyful time of year. We're supposed to be happy. We're supposed to have warm hearts. We're supposed to be kinder to one another. We're supposed to be romantic or nostalgic. Even the really old songs, older than Bing Crosby, Mariah Carey, and the guy who first sang Jingle Bell Rock back in the late 50s, even the really old ones we remember mostly by the titles. God Rest Ye Merry, Gentlemen. Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Silent Night, Holy Night. Christians know there's something important going on here, but what it is most of us don't think about. An angel appeared to some working men out in the fields watching over their sheep, and the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord." Sometimes people wonder why the angel said, "Don't be afraid." I think that if someone appeared to me, shining with the glory of heaven, looking like nothing I'd ever seen before, as I was going about my work, I'd at least be a bit nervous. And I'm not prone to fear, honestly. But there's something important about this announcement, and therefore about Christmas itself. First, it was made to ordinary working people like us as they were going about their labors. It wasn't made to a king or a president or a prime minister who then had his press secretary pass it along to us through the media. It was directly from God, through God's heavenly messengers. Second, it was not about a charismatic, rich, powerful leader who was promising the people change or to make their country great again. It was about a baby. And for a lot of us nowadays, that's the sweet part, because who doesn't like babies? But babies, I don't have to remind you parents, don't do much. When they're calm, they look cute and smile. Some people say it's just gas, but I think they're really smiling. When they're agitated, they scream for what seems like forever sometimes. They're not what you'd call useful, though. When we announce a baby to each other, we're chiefly excited about the ooing and aahing part. Then inevitably, we go on to say, wait until she's a teenager. You'll have your hands full. Somebody always says that, don't they? People don't generally say about a baby, "I bring you good news of great joy for all the people." It's good news to the parents, the friends, the grandparents, but to all people? The folks sitting next to us on the plane? The people wondering why the heck we brought an infant to a restaurant? Not good news. To you is born this day a Savior, who is the Anointed One of God, who is the King. That's what it is to be the Messiah, the Lord. Because babies are cute, and I loved holding all of mine, and still love hugging them and spending time with them, but Jesus was different. Jesus is what Christmas is all about. It seems silly that we have to say it, but there is so much other stuff in our heads about Christmas that maybe it's time to take a few minutes and think about it. You know what it is that we've all seen in our lives and all around us, before and after this season of fun songs and warmth toward one another. We see a lot of dark things. And it takes more than music and being nice to each other for a few weeks to change the world. And that's what Christmas is about. St. Paul said of Jesus' birth, "For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all. He it is who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds." And we think, when we hear the words, "He gave himself for us," more about the cross and Good Friday, but remember, his birth is when he first gave himself for us. God knows that we need more than just a baby and a pleasant time of year. God knows that we need someone to lead us out of the bleak midwinter, as the old song calls it, and after the star that heralded his birth. And there we find him, just as the shepherds did. And not just the helpless child in the manger, because when we see this child, we know the man that he becomes too. A savior, a king, Emmanuel, God with us. Because songs and warmth make the world feel better for a while, but Jesus Christ can change us, heal us, and give us new purpose. And that is why I love Christmas. Here's an old favorite song of mine. "God rest you merry, gentlemen. Let nothing you dismay, for Jesus Christ our Savior was born upon this day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. O tidings of comfort and joy." Maybe that doesn't make a lot of sense to us nowadays. Here's another way to put it. I said at the end of my sermon last Sunday something that I think bears repeating. When I say to you, Merry Christmas, I don't mean enjoy the momentary diversion of seasonal decorations and music this time of year. I mean, I wish you the joy of knowing that you have found God's salvation, guidance, and purpose in a broken and cruel world. And so, with all my heart and with gratitude to Jesus Christ, whose birth we are celebrating tonight, Merry Christmas.